Welcome to Bite Size Science. Hello, this is Senior Science Stephanie Chung. I hope you guys are all having a great week. Today, I'll be talking about a brain area that seems to help curb overeating. People with the rare genetic disorder known as Prader-Willi syndrome tend to never feel full, and this immense insatiable hunger can lead to severe obesity. Scientists who were studying the illness now found that the fish-shaped structure, the cerebellum, which had not previously been linked to hunger, is also the key to regulating satiation in those with this condition. Cerebellum is commonly known for its function of maintaining balance and posture and motor learning, so it was surprising for the scientists to find out that it is also linked to regulating hunger. This discovery revealed that cerebellum also plays a broad role in cognition, emotion, and behavior. The project of figuring out cerebellum's role in controlling food intake began with a serendipitous observation. Arbus Chan, a neuroscientist at the Sentinel Institute in California, and his team noticed that they could make mice stop eating by activating small pockets of neurons in regions known as the anterior deep cerebellar nuclei. Scientists at Harvard Medical School collaborated with them to investigate more into this, and they gathered data using functional MRI to compare brain activity in 14 people who had Prader-Willi syndrome with activity in 14 unaffected people while each subject viewed images of food. To differentiate their reactions to their images further, each subject viewed food images either immediately following a meal or after fasting for at least 4 hours. The results showed that ADCN, which Albert Chen examined in the mouse's brain, appeared to be significantly disrupted in humans with Prader-Willi syndrome. In healthy individuals, the ADCN were more active in response to food images while fasting than being satiated. However, there was no difference in response for participants with the disorder. Following research studies done by other institutions demonstrated that activating the animal's ADCN neurons dramatically reduced food intake by blunting how the brain's pleasure center responds to food. Until now, neuroscientists studying appetite and food intake mainly studied hypothalamus, a brain area involved in regulating energy balance, or regions such as nucleus accumbens, which are reward processing centers. I believe that this is definitely an important discovery to address obesity in both the patients with Prader-Willi syndrome and the general population. Chen's team is now planning to test whether they can manipulate this circuit in a healthy adult by using a non-invasive intervention called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And if this turns out to be successful, the researchers would be conducting a clinical trial. Anyways, I hope you guys learn more about the discovery and see you guys next week. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.